The body scan. Lay down on the floor or a mattress. On your back. And first of all, feel the contact. The contact with the floor or the mattress. Simply by going upwards in your body with your attention. So first the heels touching the floor, maybe the lower legs, knees, upper legs, buttocks, lower back, rest of the back, shoulder blades, shoulders, and then the arms. Upper arms, lower arms, hands. There's contact with the floor. Maybe you can feel it. Also, there's space where you do not touch the floor. Try to be aware. The back of the head. And then simply notice that when you lay down on your back, your breath. Notice when you breathe in, the belly goes up. And when you breathe out, the belly goes down. You don't have to manipulate it. It's just how it goes. In breath, up. Out breath, down. And remember, with the body scan, when you are distracted, that's no problem at all. Just when you notice that you were distracted, simply get back with your attention to the exercise. You don't have to catch up anything. Just go on where the exercise is. So first of all, get your attention towards the forehead. Is it tight, frowned? From there on to the eyes. How do they feel at this moment? Maybe soggy, maybe tense, maybe moist, whatever. Maybe you can feel the muscles around it. Just try to be aware. And from there onto the nose. The nostrils. Maybe you can feel that breath comes in and goes out. And that the breath that comes in is a little bit colder than the breath that goes out. From there on to the cheeks. Cheeks to the lips. Upper lip, lower lip, and then grab your attention, get inside your mouth. Just notice that your tongue is laying there, maybe touching some teeth. And from there on to the jaws, the right jaw. Is it relaxed? Is it tense? Left jaw. And if it's tense, maybe by noticing this, you can let go Then slowly take your attention and go to the back of your head where it touches the ground or the mattress. You feel contact, maybe you feel the heaviness of your head. And from there on, get your attention towards the whole scalp. And from the scalp, maybe you can take the whole head in your attention. So the front, the sides, and the back. The crown. Just the head. And then breathe in a little bit more. And as you breathe out, let the attention go from the head. Let it dissolve. And as you breathe in, go with your attention towards the neck. Also, simply notice if it's tense or relaxed. And maybe you can relax it a bit. And then to the throat. How does the throat feel at this moment? Open, closed, sore maybe. Or maybe you don't feel anything. Then you just register a blank. And then from the throat, you slowly get your attention towards the shoulders. Some people have the tendency to not relax their shoulders. To have them towards their ears or maybe even towards the ceiling. Notice if you can relax the shoulders. Sometimes the image helps. Imagining that the shoulders are butter in the sun, and they're melting. And is there a difference between the left and the right shoulder, for instance? Then shift the attention from the shoulders to the upper arms. From the upper arms to the elbows. And from the elbows to the lower arms, wrists, and hands. How do the hands feel today? Can you feel that they're touching the mattress or the ground? Maybe feel that there's a difference between the part of the hand that touches the ground and the part of the hand that's in the air. Try to be with the hand. Try to be with both hands. And then from the hands, travel with your attention towards lower arms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders again. So you're at the shoulder again. Are they still relaxed? Shoulders towards the chest. And the chest, maybe you can even go inwards a bit. So you've got the skin part you might feel when you breathe. Then there's the breasts. There's this rib cage. Also moving. Moving because of the breath, the rib cage. Rib cage on the front, but also on the sides and on the back. Is it possible to grab the whole ribcage in your attention? And if you can try to go even more inward, so the lungs, filling with air. Your heart, or the heart area. Can you feel that your heart is beating? And from there on, even lower, maybe towards the shoulder blades. Also simply the pressure of the shoulder blades touching the mattress or the ground. And also the part in between the shoulder blades. And when you're distracted, that's not a problem at all. That's how it works. Simply notice, I was distracted, and get back to the exercise. Part of the body in between the shoulder blades. And from there on, travel with your attention to the lower back. Lower back and to the sides of the belly, to the front, the whole belly area. Maybe you can feel that it's moving up, down by the breath. Simply moving. Then go down with the attention towards the pelvis area, the hips, buttocks, just the buttocks touching the mattress or the ground. Are they tense or relaxed? So buttocks, hips. This whole pelvis area. And from this pelvis area towards the upper legs. Is there a difference between the left and the right? Upper leg. Maybe there's a sensation which is quite there. And is it also on the other side? And slowly go down towards the knees. Knees at the front, knees at the back. Lower legs. Again, is there a difference between the right and the left lower leg? And then slowly towards the feet. And again, is there a difference between the left foot and the right foot? And the toes. Are you able to feel the toes? And then in your own pace, slowly go towards the head again. So from the toes, feet up, lower legs, knees, upper legs, pelvis area, belly, stomach, lower legs, up, got the diaphragm there, up, chest area. Remember the rib cage. Up shoulders. From the shoulders. Downwards at the arms to the upper arms. Elbows. Lower arms. Hands. Travel from the hands towards the wrists, lower arms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, neck and throat, back of the head, scalp, the whole face. And for this last bit, imagine that on the crown of the head, you've got a hole just like a whale. And you can breathe through this hole. And as you breathe in, you fill the body with air from top to toe. And as you breathe out, you let go of the air in this imaginary hole. So it's like a wave of air that comes in, fills the body, and then while you breathe out, it goes again. And by doing so, maybe you will get a sensation of the whole body, the body as a whole. And try to see it as an experiment. See what happens if you do this. Breathing into this imaginary hole, filling the body, and then breathing out again. For some, it might even help to think that the air that comes in is clean and the air that goes out, it's filled with stuff you don't need right now, some thoughts that just keep popping up, some feelings. And then also let go of this oceanic breathing, as they like to call it. And simply feel that you're lying down. Lying down and that you took care of yourself for 19 minutes. And maybe you were distracted a lot, it doesn't matter. Probably you discovered, I was away. And maybe you were able to get back to here, to now, to your body. So it was there. Now feel what it did. Take time for yourself. Maybe it's a new thing. So instead of taking care of others, you took care of yourself. And you're starting to notice how the body feels, how you feel. Maybe you found out you were tired, maybe you found out you were stressed, maybe you found out whatever, but now you know you took time. And then in your own pace, you can finish the body scan. Move your fingers a bit, your feet, toes. Do whatever is needed to get back. Maybe to work, maybe to sleep. And see if you can do it a bit mindful, present. Don't rush. Take your time.